But a sofa is also used for, I would say, mostly for sitting.
Okay.
But on the sofa, the people do recline and sleep on them. Okay. But the main purpose, I think, is for the sitting.
Okay. How about a these window things? These things that come down. What did you look for this?
The window shade.
How about a place in your room that has a door on it and you hang your clothes in there?
Closet. Closet or clothes closet. Or closet. Both terms are about one versus the other.
How about a move, one of these similar to a clothes closet that's movable?
Wardrobe or a chef's robe?
How about upstairs part up above the living quarters of the house, between the living quarters and the roof? What is that called?
The attic.
How about the part in your the part of your piece of furniture in your bedroom with drawers?
Well, the dresser. I know the old-fashioned name. I guess I think okay. The bureau. That was the more common name than the bureau drawer. Of course, now we speak of a chest of drawers, you know.
Okay.
Bureau was the most common of that in my day.
How about the a woman might come in here every so often, and she does what? She comes in here and...
Well, to clean up.
Okay. So she comes up and she does what? She...
She...
That's all right. The word you use is fine, but I'll put it aside.
I'll put the room in order. Clean up and put the room in order.
She does what every morning? She cleans?
She cleans and dusts the...
Okay. And what might she use to sweep the floor with?
A floor mop.
Or just
a broom, but they use a mop also, but a dry mop because of, I mentioned that now because I saw it, they say mop, so often associated with a wet mop, you know, mop the floor. To clean the floor, but they use a dry.
If I asked you where is the window shade, and you were going to talk about it in terms of this, and they call these what's called blinds or something.
Well, I would call them the blinds.
Or where would you say the shades are? The shades are what?
Are back of the blinds.
Okay. Now. You said you were going to be a little late this afternoon because you had to get your what ready?
My laundry. That was it was ready, but I had a call for it.
What is another name for that you might use besides laundry?
Laundry? The place where it's made, or
no,
my personal living?
But what's done with it, though? I mean, it's they what is done with it when you send it out?
And it's laundered.
Okay. Do you ever call it washing, and ironing?
Well, no, not for my personal.
What would washing and ironing be?
Well, that's your house, household linens.
Okay.
Wash and iron. Of course, people wash and iron the family laundry. Of course, it's washed and ironed. They speak of that too, of wash and ironing. But I think, especially with men, they say go on for your laundry.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that applies to the women here too, because that applies mostly for a personal. Apparel.
When you go out the front door of a house, what do you want when you walk out the front door?
Well, the front step, or the front porch. Front step, front porch. Either way.
Step in the porch you used interchangeably.
Yeah, the front step or the front porch.
Okay. And how about in the back?
The rear porch.
And if the door were open and you didn't want it open, you might ask someone to
close it.
Or another word is that?
Well, you mean shut it? Okay. Well, I very some. To me, I never liked that shut it, okay. Unless it was some unusual situation, because I know the shut.